Focus. Focus up. I'm talking to you, Levi. Happy birthday, my big, burly, bearded buddy. That's a lot of bees. That's alliteration for you, Jenna, right out of the gate. What's going on? My name is Chris Rubio. I'm host of The Rubio Method. This is episode 59. Can you believe it? 59 episodes in. Next episode 60. Jenna says we got to do something kind of special for it. So if you have any ideas, you can email Rubio at therubiomethod.com. You can also check out the ngbn.tv page. We are live streaming right now, but not only us, we've got 53 other shows, and we're doing a continuous stream on the ngbn.tv network. It's absolutely phenomenal. There's fishing shows, there's hunting shows, there's religious shows, there's parenting shows, there's family shows, there's sports shows, there's just funny shows. That's what my show is going to be about tonight. I'm going to keep you a little bit informed. We're going to talk about the five principles of the Rubio Method, but we're going to try to have a good time while not going too crazy about it. So what are we going to talk about tonight? Let's go. We're going to talk about how everyone is different and that is okay. We're going to talk about my wife's issues. Yeah, we had a little spat and I want to talk to you about it because I want a vote from the men and the women because I have a feeling it's going to be separate and I want to see exactly what you guys think about this. How a famous meme just became a real life thing. Celebrity kids are now breaking the odds, but not in a good way. So we're going to discuss that. Should parents go to jail if their kid's an idiot? This is going to be a weird one because you're probably not going to think, you're going to think I'm going to go one way on this, but I may go the opposite. The mainstream media is trying to push another racial issue, and it's really obvious. It's really stupid. And if you keep falling for it, you're kind of an idiot at this point. Listening to the wise, wise, beautiful, sultry words of Morgan Freeman. We're going to watch a video on him. Should robots take over major league sports umpiring and refereeing and all that good stuff? That's going to be a good one. And wow, there are some really, really, really dumb leaders. I'm going to show you a couple things that they've done that just makes you, if I had hair, I'd pull it out. All of that and much, much more on today's episode 59 of The Rubio Method. Like Jenna just showed, you can go to ngbn.tv, click on The Rubio Method, click on the yellow hoodie, and you can come on the show with me. We can talk about something. You can just bring up a topic of discussion. You can argue with me. I don't care. We'll have a good time. All right. On that note, Jenna, I'm out. Focus. Focus up. I'm talking to you, Whitney Haruza, out at One Shot Charlie's in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. It's actually in Harrison, Idaho. It's at the southeast corner of Coeur d'Alene Lake. They are still looking for waiters or waitresses. Like I said, if you know someone, let's say 18 to about 30, they want to make a lot of money, okay, throughout the summertime, go to One Shot Charlie's on Facebook or the internet, and you can apply and they will make a lot of money. It's a great, great gig. Shout out to Whitney. All right. So I wanted to talk about how everyone is different. And I've got two guests that I'm going to bring on in about 7 minutes, and they're going to help me out with this. Everyone is different, and that is a good thing. If you surrounded yourself with just people that are exactly the same, number one, it would be weird. Number two, it would be kind of boring. I say boring because I like to have discussions with people, discussions being arguments at times, but because I want to know. I want to know why you're different than I am. Why am I different than you? And everyone is different. And if you think, well, no, I think exactly the way everyone else does. Well, then you're a sheep because you're just going along with what everyone says. And there's no way that you can have literally the exact same opinion as every single person around you, unless you're just not formulating who you are and you're not confident enough in who you are. I'm a very confident person. So I say what I want. If you don't like it, that's too bad. AC of AC Sports Live always says to me, you say what people think. And I go, yeah. And I think he said, well, I'm not too sure if that's a good thing, Rubio. Well, to me, it is a good thing because I like how everyone's different. AC is not a religious person. I would say, you're religious. He goes, no, I'm faith-based. I say, that's cool. You got Randy and Chevy coming on. Not yet. But I always make fun of them because they like poutine. That's different than I am. I actually have sensors on my tongue that provide flavor to me and they tell me what's good and what's bad. So I know that poutine is just not good. Okay. It's very, very easy. Jenna was just in Los Angeles a couple weeks ago and she was talking about why does everyone have tacos here? Why is everyone tacos? Because tacos are good. People enjoy tacos. Okay. Tacos are tasty. They're easy to eat and you can eat them in the car as long as you're not a slob. You got Doug Brooks, the big time show. He loves the Cowboys. I think the Cowboys are terrible. I would never watch them. But my middle son, he likes them. Okay. Nana Mona is in the house. What is up, Nana Mona? See, she likes, but she also likes turkey. Don't, Dave Bradley out in Ohio, don't be a sheep bat. Watch what people do and do the opposite. Yes, Dave Bradley, you and I, the wisdom rabbit has come out hot and spoken. But even my three kids, okay, I have three boys. Damon Dale, the youngest, 12 years old, doesn't like ketchup. I love ketchup. How the hell do you not like ketchup? He'll eat just fries plain if he does it. Okay. Ritz, my middle one, he doesn't like French fries. He eats them just because he likes to stay big, but he doesn't like them. And my oldest, Cruz, he likes to wear skinny jeans. I hate things that are tight. Why would he like to do that? Okay. I don't know what's going on. So it's one of those things that everyone's different, and that's okay. So let me talk about this story that I had. I want to tell you about a story of this kind of fight that Jolie, my wife, and I had. So I'm working from home. Literally every day I wear the exact same thing. If you could watch me on the rundown with Rubio, you see a yellow sweatshirt, okay, shirt underneath, and I'm usually wearing athletic shorts that look just like this. These look kind of big. I look like Omar the Tent Maker made those. But I wear them every single day. And last week, my wife says, hey, we're going to go to eat with some of her friends. Tells the friends, okay, let's go. She goes, just change into some jeans. No problem. I can do that. So I go upstairs, and let's just say it's 5 o'clock. I take off my shorts. I put on my jeans. Okay. I leave the shorts where I just stepped out of them, basically, because they're big shorts. And we go to eat. And we're gone for maybe an hour and a half, 2 hours. We come back. She goes up the stairs first to our bedroom. And she says, did you really leave the shorts on the floor? And I, yeah. Why wouldn't I? She goes, why didn't you put them away? I go, why would I put them away? I'm literally right now, I'm taking off my pants and I'm going to put those shorts right back on. And there's no one in the house. We don't have a live feed. It's not the Truman Show where everyone's watching all over the world. So I go, who is watching this process, or who came in the house? Was there someone in the house? Was there an auditor coming in? Did I miss something? Why would I need to pick up my shorts? And she says, you just do. But why? So that is my question. If you want to answer on X, LinkedIn, YouTube, Facebook, or just chime in, was I in the wrong, or is she in the wrong for me leaving my shorts on the ground when no one is home? No one was home. No one saw said shorts on the ground. So I were gone for 2 hours. The shorts, they didn't walk around. They just stood there. They were clean. I put on jeans, go to a restaurant, come back, take off jeans, put my jeans away because that's going to be a whole process. And I put my shorts back on because I'm just relaxed for the night. So this is what the discussion brought about to me. This is where I came up with this little intro monologue, is that this is something I love my wife. Okay. She's my buddy. I'm going to have to learn to live with, because this is her thing. This is her thing of like, how long would it take me to really pick up my shorts and put them away? Probably 7 seconds. Do I think it's stupid? 100%. It's one of the dumbest things in the world. No one's watching. No one cares. No one's in the house. It literally affects nobody. But it does. It affects my wife because she doesn't like it. So I'm going to have to bend a little, even though I think it is the dumbest thing on the planet. And I want to know what you guys think about it. So you guys chime in the entire time. Jenna, can you bring in Randy and Chevy? Can you bring them? Because I need to know what their take is. You know, they married or been married. I'm going to go with Nasty, you first. This is Chevy and Nasty from The Ride. They're going to be on tonight at 10 p.m. Pacific time, 11 p.m. Canada time. I don't know what time zone that is. I don't even know. You guys do normal numbers, right? Or is it metric? Or I don't know. I don't even know how your time zones work. But Nasty, am I wrong or is she wrong?
Well, first of all, you gotta pick your battles there, young Chris. Something different from having it, but to be honest with you, in our house, it's water glasses. It was up to my wife. I would use 15 a day. I like to take a glass, I like to drink it, set it down, and reuse it. But my dishwasher, by the time dinner rolls around, is full of water glasses. Drives me nuts, but you know what? Happy wife, happy life.
Okay. Now, Chevy, same question. Am I wrong or is she wrong?
You know.
You guys are on the line.
I'm in a rush. I do leave stuff. I guess the question is your intent picking up afterwards? What is the intent afterwards? Because if you leave your stuff on the ground and then you go on about your day, you know, Rubio long snapping, Rubio methoding, all those awesome things you do in your yellow sweater, and you come back and the shorts are gone.
Yeah, but okay, as he but this is a span, this was a span of 2 hours that no one was home. Literally no one could see this. So I think, like Nancy said, I'm just going to have to learn to live with it. Happy wife, happy life. And so you both are towing the line of being nice guys, which I expected because Canadians are always so nice. Of Rubio's in the wrong here.
Well, I was going to say, if you were married to Deion Sanders, I don't know if you saw that on the weekend, but he took video of his team at Colorado State there, and they left the locker room a mess. And he videoed it. He put it up on the screen. He showed the guys. And what had happened was one of their staffers was bringing someone through the locker room because they were going to donate a whole bunch of money to the program. And here they are walking through the locker room, seeing this big mess. And Deion called his team out. Now, I don't think your wife has someone else walking.
No. No, she does not.
Maybe someone's come.
No, I know she does not. So but nasty.
Yeah, that came up on Instagram this weekend, Mike. Yeah.
I got to check that out. Nasty. I want you to tell everyone real quick before we go to commercial, what is The Ride all about? What is The Ride with Chevy and Nasty all about? Because it's one of my favorite shows. I watch it all the time. Go.
You know what? The way I look at it, The Ride is about two guys that used to play pro sports. We used to be bigger than life. We used to get paid to take up bodies for a living. But we're long past that age of invincibility. We're two guys, two has-beens, maybe never been, depending on who you talk to, that still love to get together, share the fellowship of the locker room, tell stories, talk about sports, pop culture, all the stuff that you're talking about with your buddies on a road trip, at the campfire, or just hanging around on a Saturday night. That's Chris. That is us, man. Just a chance to get it off your chest. Have some fun.
Perfect. It's a great show. You guys can commentate live on LinkedIn, Facebook, and YouTube. They'll be on tonight, 10 p.m. Pacific time. You'll see me chime in, and I guarantee it. So make sure you guys come out. Guys, I appreciate you voting, even though you did not vote for my way. I appreciate it. I'll see you guys tonight, 10 p.m. Pacific time. The Ride with Chevy and Nasty. See you guys. On that note, Jenna, we're going to come back, and we're going to talk about famous celebrities and their kids. It's going to be a good one. Jenna, I'm out.
You have been watching The Rubio Method, a show on the NGBN.TV network.
Let's get going, gang!
Our dedicated staff is ready to work for you. ArcBeat specializes in custom apparel. Call us or order online. Free shipping nationwide. Custom printed shirts are our specialty, and we make sure you get exactly what you want. Bring in your own design or let our team create one for you. Promote your business, event, or club with pens, caps, bottles, mugs, and more.
Creating cool since 1985.
Take it away, Rubio.
Focus up. I'm talking to you, Craig Hanum. You did a phenomenal job. Two-hour shows about making people better, letting them understand what it takes to look for someone that possibly could have suicide on their minds. It was through the NGBN community. You did a great, great job. Proud to know you, bud. Even though I really don't know you, I've never even met you, but I feel like I do know you. Welcome back to episode 59 of The Rubio Method. My name is Chris Rubio. We're live right now on LinkedIn, YouTube, Facebook. Yeah, I was going to say FaceTime. Facebook and X. And you can come on the show or chime in on ngbn.tv. Click the Rubio Method. Click on the yellow hoodie. We can go on just like Chevy and Nasty did. So let's talk. Everything happens for a reason. There's a famous meme of Ben Affleck where he just looks down and out. A meme is just a picture that kind of, it just takes you to a whole different story. So Jenna, can you put that meme up? And you can see, you've seen this 1,000 times where Ben Affleck has just had a hell of a day. He's got a lung dart in his hand. He's about to throw down a heater, and he just looks like, Jesus, I'm so done. And this has become a real life pick, a real life thing, because his daughter, Jenna and I were talking about this, I think it's his daughter, has decided, she's 15 years old, and she decided she's going to come out as trans. So she's a chick, but she's coming out as a dude. Okay, now here's the worst part about it. She comes out and announces it out her grandfather's funeral. So she announced at her grandfather's funeral, and we'll talk about that, how it became a meme at the very, very end of this segment, but she did it. And I don't know if this is her official came out, like she came out to her family first, but she just announced, hi, my name is Finn, instead of, I don't know, we know what her name was, but, and has buzzed hair. And it's like this 85-year-old dude, he's lived a good life, I hope. He just wants to be put to rest. And all of a sudden, his granddaughter, so narcissistic, just wants the attention on herself. And you're thinking to yourself, Rubio, what do you care? What do you care? I care because it influences others. And you're thinking to yourself, Rubio, that's stupid. How can a celebrity influence others? Really? Have you ever seen any celebrity endorse someone and everyone says, oh, they're endorsing El Trumpo or they're endorsing Joey B. I got to go with what Taylor Swift says. No, they're just a singer. They don't know what the hell they're doing. And here's what I mean by endorsing. Can you show that the family photo for me, Jenna? So Ben Affleck is married to J-Lo. Okay, J-Lo's kid is on the right with Mark Anthony. And that is a, what did we say? That's a chick trying to become a dude or a dude becoming a chick. It's one of those. She's non-binary. I don't even know what that means. I think they don't know what it means. So they just say non-binary. So, and then Ben Affleck, that's his daughter with Jennifer Garner. She's the one that comes trans and she's going to be a girl or a guy because she's a girl. Now that's what I'm talking about. The influence, the one in the pink hair, Jenna, show that picture again. You just keep it up for a second. The one in the pink hair is now family members with the one on the right that looks kind of like the Richard Ramirez, the serial killer from the 80s in LA. And so she's influenced by him or her. I don't even know, but that's what I'm talking about. So they're influenced just within their own family. What do you think the outside influences it? And it's not a coincidence that all this is happening over the last 10 years because they see it more and more on social media. And then they get confused and they think, oh, this is, it's kind of like I said before on the Rundown with Rubio before. It's kind of like the new punk thing. Like, you know, it's edgy to be this and no problem. Hannum says, thanks, Chris, for the support. Absolutely, bud. And it's just kind of the new trendy thing. And it's become almost this. You remember how like 5 or 10 years ago, every celebrity had little dogs and then every mom and every person out here started getting little dogs, like those designer dogs, they're like stupid little dogs. I don't like dogs that are smaller than my knee. If you're under my knee, I don't trust you as a dog. Okay, that's like clowns. They freak me out, especially if you see like a dog like a corgi. They're the weirdest damn dogs ever. It looks like an alien dog because it's got a dog body and then it's got its feet are all messed up. And so I don't, Jen, of course you like corgis. They're the worst. They are terrible. They're frightening. I don't like when they're running at me. It looks like Mr. Jesus, whoever's making these dogs, decided to combine two dogs and he got hammered while doing it because their legs are just messed up. I don't understand what's happening. Jenna, do you have an email question before we get to the new trend as well? Where is this email question? Hey, Rubio, I think you're wrong for not wanting to reconcile with your father and you will regret it. It's good. You can have an opinion on that. That's great. I'm glad you think that way. I would say I've had about 50% say good, you're doing what you want to do. And 50% saying you're an ass, Rubio, you need to reconcile. So like I said, everyone's different. You have that right to that opinion. Will it bite me in the ass later on? Maybe it will. Maybe it won't. I don't know. But this transgender thing has become a celebrity like sticking point. Like it's just one of these things. There's literally zero chance that all these celebrities just happen to have it. Okay, Hannum, I have two of them. I call one of them Pot Roast and the other was a doormat in his previous life. You have two corgis, Hannum? My God, don't ever send me a photo of those things. They're frightening. Rubio. Not a Mona says, Rubios, would you like us to leave our pantyhose all over your football field when you're trying to play a game? Not a Mona, great point. No one was playing a game. There was no action. If you want to leave your pantyhose on a football field at night when there's no one there, let it rain. Okay? You can leave your legs or I don't even know what's the other pantyhose line brands. I'm shocked that I even knew that one. But not a Mona, leave them all over the damn field. I don't care because no one is there. And now, if this had been like a showing of the house, like we were selling the house and I had my shorts on the ground, I'd be like, Rubio's an ass. Pick up your shorts. You look like a slob. No kidding. But that wasn't the case because no one was there. There was no football game going. So Nana Mona, haha, I got you. So Jenna, can you show me that photo real quick of the celebrities? Okay, so now on the right, we've got Charlize Theron. She has two boys that she adopted, and now she's dressing them as girls. You're telling me that they know, I mean, what did that kid want? One's five and one's looks like a year old, and all of a sudden they are now, they can tell their mom that they want to be a chick. Nice try. Okay. And then That's a lady from what's her name? From good God, from Transformers. She's way too hot. She has three boys, Megan Fox. Yeah, thank you, Jenna. She has three boys, and they all decided they want to become girls. Really? I mean, what are the odds of that happening? What are the odds? I mean, 1 billion to 1, 2 billion to 1. That you have, I think 0.5 is if you have a transgender child. So you're telling me that she had three transgender kids? I'm not a mathematician. I'm not good with hunting, but I can tell you the odds would be astronomical. So what are they doing? They're doing it for attention. That's my opinion. If you think I'm wrong, you feel free to tell me. I don't care. But I think they're doing it for attention because it's the new designer dog. Okay. What the frog farting is going on out there. Exactly, Hannah. That's my point, is that they're doing it for attention. And then that's going to influence the normal people, quote unquote, the normal people. Chastity says, I don't think they need kids. Yeah, well, it's a designer purse for them. They adopt this kid, which I'm not saying there's anything wrong with adoption, but I think adoption is great. But if you adopt a kid and that's a boy, it's a boy. And you can't tell me that both of those boys for Charlize Theron, I can't even pronounce that name, they both decided to become girls, and one's like 5 and one's like a year old. No way. It's just impossible, but it's the new cool thing to have right now. Like, oh, my kid is trans. Check this out. I'm so great. Just like, you know, the designer dogs from 5 years ago. And the only good part about this is that there's been a meme going around for years about giving the trans people their voice and giving them their voice and how they always just want to announce anything. It's almost like become the new vegan. Remember how back in the day, everyone, you'd meet someone at a party and they'd say, hey, by the way, I'm a vegan. Cool. No one asked. I like the color black. What the hell does that have to do with anything? And they would do, I'm vegan. No one asked, man. No one asked. It was just like everyone did CrossFit. They always tell you did CrossFit. Great. You do CrossFit. Pump. Gotcha. That's wonderful. And so now this has become a meme that Ben Affleck is literally living. Jenna, can you show this meme, the funeral one? And this is great. Where it says, anybody want to see anything? And then someone shoots out in the back, I'm trans. And that's literally Ben Affleck's life. That he became a double meme. So, I mean, I don't know. He's almost more popular for becoming a double meme in my book than whatever damn movies is in. So that ends this segment. We're going to come back with parents of a Michigan shooter go to jail. So should they go to jail? Jenna, I'm out.
You have been watching The Rubio Method, a show on the NGBN.TV network.
1 week after launching our exclusive sneak peek, NGBN TV was live for 3 days of continuous coverage from Super Bowl 58 in Las Vegas.
NGBN TV is live from Las Vegas for Super Bowl 58.
The one-of-a-kind streaming TV network for men in their 40s, 50s, and 60s. Was the conversation for the big game about men's mental health and the world of athletes, celebrities, and influencers were on notice. But we're just getting started with new partnerships announced like the Team Nike 3-on-3 Championship and new platforms available to download the NGBN TV app. So, what are you waiting for? Download the app today from your favorite streaming device or check us out at ngbn.tv. This is NGBN TV.
Take it away, Rubio.
Focus. Focus up. I'm talking to you, Cruz, for calling me during a live performance. What are you doing, man? You know what I'm doing right now. Now, keep up the good work out there, Cruiser. There are winners and losers in life. There are winners and losers in life. Parents of Michigan school shooter Ethan Crumbly. This guy goes into a school, shoots it up a little bit. Okay, obviously not a great thing. Killed several people. The parents got sentenced for 10 to 15 years each. Now, is this a good thing or a bad thing? I want to know what you guys think, okay? To me, I'm all for it. I'm all for it, okay? But there's got to be stipulations, and here's where the big butt's going to come in. Number one, should they be in? Why were they sentenced? Why were they sentenced, Jenna says? Because they helped him out. They knew he was basically a jackass. I think they even bought him a gun, but they knew he was messed up, and they just kept, like, basically, they were just bad parents. Like, they knew he was a jackass, and they were not being parental figures at all. They were not accomplices. No, they didn't go to the school, but essentially they were accomplices if they'd buy the gun. But it's one of those, they knew he was bad. They didn't try to fix him. They didn't, like, as AC says, they didn't go gorilla on him at any point. They just were just bad parents. They didn't get involved at all. And, you know, being a parent, children learn by watching. That's one of the main things. And you have to be strict with them. If you have to be strict with your kids at the start, or they're just going to walk all over you. You've all seen kids walk all over parents at a restaurant, at a store, at an amusement park or whatever. And you just look and go, dude, that kid's 6 years old and he's doing this. By the time he's a teenager, all hell is going to break loose. And so I'm all for this 100%, but what is the norm? How do you know where to do it? What's the rule on it? Because you're never going to get it the same for each kid, for each parent. Because what happens is who's deciding on who is the good parent? Okay, because you could be involved, but maybe you're abusive involved. Maybe you're over the top involved, where you're just always harping on the kid, like, pick that up, do that, pick up your shorts off the ground when no one's here. See how I work that back in there? Or yelling at sports. We've all seen those parents too, where they're just harp on their kids so damn much that you see the kid just break down and you can see him just become more and more feeble and enclosed and enclosed and enclosed because you know inside he's just crying. And eventually that crying turns into rage. And you've seen it. I mean, with my football business, I see it all the time where sometimes the parents get too involved. And when they get too involved, they become over-involved, and then they start to try to live their life through their kid, and it never works out. The kid starts to resent them, and that becomes a major issue. Jenna just said that she thinks they need a license to have a kid. How would that even work, Jenna? I mean, I kind of get it, but that's really rough. Like, you have to take a test, like a driver's test, like a parenting test. She believes it. She does not know how, but that's a good one, Jenna. I've never heard that one, because my thing is with this, there's zero chance you can do it with every parent, because number one, like I said, who decides who is being a good parent? Because my parenting style is going to be way different than AC's parenting style, which is going to be different with Chevy's parenting style, which is going to be different from Nana Mona's parenting style, which will be different from Dave Bradley's parenting style, that'll be different from Sub 60's parenting style. I think every parent kind of learns from their kids. Okay. Style is different than being a good parent. I understand that, Jenna, but a lot of people, like, if you're, say, a good parent because you're involved in your kids' sports and you're always there, a lot of times that's not good, because sometimes you need to let your kid fail on his own. Yes, you should be at sporting events all the time, but it's okay for you to miss one or two if you have to work or if you have to go on vacation or things like that. And it's okay for your kid to understand that the game and life will go on without you there. I understand. Trust me, I want to be at all my kids' sporting events. It's physically impossible for me. I have one that played at Cal Poly San Luis Obispo, one that plays at Montana State, and then Damon, he's just a 12-year-old living life. I travel a lot. Okay, I travel a lot. It's literally impossible for me to be in three places at one time, or four, because sometimes I'm at work. Okay, and a lot of times I'm just watching a game on my phone in the Delta boardroom, and that's what I'm doing at the Salt Lake City Airport. And there's winners and losers life, just like this is. I'm the loser at this point. Email question, Rubio. I watch your rundowns with Rubio daily, and you are pretty vocal about being against men playing in women's sports. So what is your answer to the issue? Number one, they shouldn't be allowed to do it. Okay. Number two, if you're going to continue to allow them to do it, you need to create their own separate category. So you're going to have the trans division, men's, women's, trans, which it's never going to work because there's not enough trans to do it. So what I think needs to be done right now, if you're not going to do one of those two things, if I had a girl and she was competing against a male in say a track event, I did a story on that one yesterday on the rundown with Rubio, I would say, you're not playing. I would, and if I was a coach of a female team and we were going against another team, I know it's not fair. I would say, we forfeit, we're not playing. And if enough girls and teams and women stand up and just say, no, we're not playing. We're not playing. This is, we're forfeiting. So the entire league stops. They will end right then. I had chastised for saying that my daughter is not my princess. I raised her to be independent, not to be codependent with anyone. Craig Hannum coming out swinging. I like that one. Yeah, that's a good one. I like that a lot. But it's one of those where if enough people stop and just say, no, we're not going to be a part of this league because you have this dude running a race, they have to stop it, because you can't just have there'd be no league. There'd be no teams. There'd be no sports. So that's my answer for you on that one. Going back to the parent issue, what if the kid is just a bad seed? because we all parents out there, if you know you've seen other kids, not your kids, of course, but you've seen other people's kids where you're like, Jesus, that kid is just a bad seed. Like literally from age one, you knew this kid is the devil and he's going to end up doing something really, really bad. And I've even seen it where when I used to live in California, I knew this family had twins, identical twin boys. Identical twins, looked exactly the same. Obviously, one was a damn angel. I mean, he was like Eagle Scout, blah, 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 did everything right, straight A's. The other one, holy hell, he was the devil. I mean, he had longer hair, which nothing I'm running longer hair, but he was just a bad kid. Like he was in and out of juvie. I mean, it was amazing. And they were identical twins. And I, of course, I even asked the mom and dad, I go, what the hell? Did you put that one in a cave or something? What happened to this kid? And they said, we raised them the exact same way, 100% the exact same way. And this kid just went this route and this kid went this route. And I said, the exact same way. And they said, exact same way. They go, DNA is a wild, wild thing. And I said, well, I guess so. But like everything nowadays, there's no way this won't become a racial issue. Because if you're going to do it with, this is a white parents that got arrested. Are you going to do it with every black family? I guarantee they won't, because someone will say, this is racist. This is racist. And then you're going to just say, well, no, they did it with a white family. Are you going to do it with Asian families? Okay. What's the line here? What is the limit? And it all comes back. Okay. It all comes back to the root of the problem, which is the family unit. Okay, the root of the problem is the family unit. You fix the family unit. Okay, I'm not saying that everyone has to have a mom and dad. I was raised by a single mom. She did a great job. All right, but I'm saying you have to be able to fix the family unit. And if you don't have two parents in the house, which many don't, your family unit has to be extended, whether it's your neighbors, your neighborhood, your sporting community, or just your friends and extended family. You need a stronger family unit. You get a stronger family unit, mark this down, copy, record this. You get a strong family unit, you're going to eliminate probably 50% of the problems in the United States and other countries as well. Okay. You're not going to have juvenile delinquents. You won't have sort of these lot of mental issues, I think, and definitely won't have crime. On that note, Jenna, I'm out.
You have been watching The Rubio Method, a show on the NGBN.TV network.
Hello, we are the MD and Chef team. I'm nutritional chef Michael, joined by my beautiful wife, Dr. Isabel, medical doctor and suicide survivor.
Yes, I was dropped into the world of mental illness back in 2013, and by the grace of God, I survived suicide. But here's what I learned. We don't have a mental illness issue. That's the downstream event. We're focusing downstream. We should be focusing upstream on our brain health and all the things that we can be doing to support our brain health. Because you see, it's like mopping up the floor when the sink is overflowing instead of turning off the faucet. So come and join us on the MD and Chef Team show.
Come join us.
Take it away, Rubio.
Focus. Focus up. I'm talking to you, MD and Chef. I love watching that commercial because it always brings me back to a smile. And that's what we're having a good time on the show. I want you guys to smile. I want you to learn a little bit, maybe have a discussion with me, but I want you to have a good time. That's what the show is all about. Okay. It's about mental health and all that good stuff, like all the shows are at NGBN. But this show is especially is just about having a good time. It's going to be different. You might learn something, you might teach me something. But you're going to have a good time. And the MD and Chef show, it's tomorrow, Wednesday at 6 p.m. Pacific time. It's a great, great show. I've said it 100 times. I love chiming in on that one. It's live, so you can chime in. They're in New Zealand, so they're like 2 days ahead or something. But like I said, if you watch that show, and I know Jenna produces as well, if you watch that show and don't smile, you've got real problems. Like you're probably sitting on a thumbtack or someone pissed in your Cheerios. I don't know what to tell you. All right, accept and embrace. Let's talk a little bit about race. Oh, that rhymes. I'm like Dr. Seuss. Jenna, can you show me a graduation pic of Dexter Reed? So for those that don't know, Dexter Reed, okay, April 9th, he was shot and killed. Police fired 96 shots in 41 seconds, killing black man during traffic stop. And they show you this 18-year-old Dexter Reed, good-looking kid, just graduated, having a good time. Wonderful. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, so here's what the headline misses. He's a 26-year-old black man. Okay, 26-year-old black man. So you're thinking to yourself, okay, why would they use a photo when he's 18? Because from 18 to 26, the dude's been arrested like 11 times, okay? And he's been in just 1 month prior to him being shot and killed by the cops, he was in jail as well. And so what happens is, and we'll show you a little picture of him. Why didn't they use his mugshot, the recent one? Because it shows a criminal. And they immediately want to play woe is me, this 18-year-old kid shot by cops, because cops are evil. They're killers. And I think last year alone, there was only 13 black males that were shot by cops. There was more white males that were shot by cops. That's a stat you could look up. I mean, it's plain evidence. Is it right that cops kill any kids? No. Okay, obviously not. But if a kid's doing something stupid, and if he's breaking the law, and he fires on the cops first, You lose your rights, bud. And that's what happened here. He gets pulled over for not wearing a seatbelt. They run his license. They obviously say, okay, this is Dexter Reed. This is a known criminal. No, seatbelt's not on. His windows are super, super tinted. They approach the car. They tell him, please roll down your window. He starts to roll it up. They're like, please roll down the window. He starts rolling it up. And then all of a sudden, they're, get your hands on the steering wheel. He shoots at the cops 11 times. He shoots at the cops 11 times first. Then they shoot at him. Yes, they shoot an excessive amount, 96 bullets. That's way too many. Did they deserve to shoot that many? Once you open fire on cops, you lose the right. You're done. It's game over. Insert token, type in name. I don't know what to tell you, bud. Is it a tragedy that he died? 100%. Is it more of a tragedy that he was probably raised improperly to where he's a criminal from age 18 through 26, and then he goes out guns a-blazing, shooting at cops 11 times first? That's probably the bigger issue here. And then right after the fact, literally the next day, the mom, of course, does a press conference, and it almost looks like a bad SNL skit. So, Jenna, you have that video with the graduation photo, and then this is the mom, I guess, saying something.
He had just bought his new car 3 days before that, and he was just riding around in his car. He said, Mom, go for a ride. And they killed him. They killed him.
Going around for a ride? You missed the part, honey, where he shot 11 times at the cops. That is a big, big deal. All right. You might want to put that. And he's going around for a ride. Did you even know where he was going, what he was doing? Maybe if she had been a better mom, and maybe the dad would have been better as well. They don't show him. Maybe this guy's life could, maybe he'd still be walking around. Maybe, because right now that's the thing that no one's talking about. This goes back to what I was saying before. The family, the root of the problem is the lack of family. I would love to see this guy's family unit besides his mom and see exactly how he was raised and what manner was he raised. Because it was in Chicago, probably the South Side. The South Side is not a very good area. But it's one of those, I want to know exactly what his family unit was. And then next, I would ask everyone in the media, why are you doing this? Why do you keep wanting to promote the race riot? Why do you want to keep doing this? Why does it have to be a black man was shot by the cops? Why can't you just say 26-year-old dude shot after he fired 11 times at the cops? Why can't you just put the real thing? Because you're stoking the fire. You're trying to get it. Everything is trying to be the next George Floyd. And this one was getting pushed very big time. And even Chicago's mayor, Brandon Johnson, said he's personally devastated about another black man being killed in Chicago. But here's the irony. He's upset about this, but literally, I think this past weekend, 13 people got killed in Chicago and 43 wounded. That's every weekend in Chicago. Does he get up every single day and say, hey guys, let's stop with the black on black crime, the brown on brown crime, the white on white crime, the white on black crime, the black on white crime? No, he doesn't. It's just when this becomes a public case where all of a sudden, oh, cops kill black kid, he chimes in. Hey, mayor, why don't you look at all the shootings you have literally daily in Chicago? 13 killed per weekend. Email questions. Get me on a more happy subject. Rubio, I know you love pizza. I do love pizza. Have you tried the new hot honey pizza? I have, and holy Jesus, is it phenomenal. It is absolutely fantastic. I'm not a honey guy. I don't think I've had, the first time I had honey was probably like 5 years ago. It is outstanding. They put these little peanut, the pepperonis, they're like circles like the size of a quarter, and they became like this little bowl of deliciousness. And they put the hot honey in there, and then the heat keeps going. I'm telling you right now, people, try it. I'm not a honey guy. I am a pizza guy, but it's phenomenal. It's got a nice little zing to it. My recommendation is pepperoni, sausage, jalapenos, hot honey, extra cheese, extra sauce, a little bit of ranch on the side. Whew, I'm all worked up right now, Jenna. That was a good one. And this race thing, it's happened recently several times. Everyone remembers Jussie Smollett. Was the gay black actor who in Chicago again was tortured and poured bleach on his face, and someone put a noose around his neck in South Side of Chicago as he's going to get a subway, and they put bleach on him and said, "This is MAGA country," and then dropped an N-bomb, and that was beyond fake, and everyone knew it was fake, and of course it got proven that it was fake. But even Kamala Harris putting out injustice for Jussie, this is so bad, this is such a race, we're going back in time. Everyone knew it was fake. No one's walking around the South Side of Chicago in December. It's like negative 25 degrees, and you're not going to get a subway. You're going to DoorDash that at best. Hey, Chicago mayor, none of your cops were killed in the shooting by this repeat offender. That is the focus. Actually, one was shot but did not die. So, yeah, that Hannah, that's exactly his should be his focus. And he should have said, hey, guys, don't shoot at cops. They don't shoot at you. That should be their new Chicago bumper sticker. And stop killing each other. That's bumper sticker number two. Chicago, you can write those down. And then it's also happened with Bubba Wallace. He's a NASCAR driver that supposedly found a noose in his garage before one of the races. It wasn't a noose. It was just a rope with a knot on it. You can't see right here. I have one. And it's just to shut the garage door. That's it. But they had put him at the front of the line. Everyone had to do this BLM thing for NASCAR. And I was like, guys, this is so stupid. And once again, that was a hoax as well. So maybe just stop talking about it and all this. And that's going to bring me to our final video from Morgan Freeman. This is from 60 Minutes. It's about 50 seconds long. It's a little bit longer. But just listen to what Morgan Freeman says, and then we'll come back to me.
3 months you find
ridiculous. You're going to relegate my history to a month?
Oh, come on.
What do you do with yours? Which month is White History Month? Come on. Tell me.
Well, I'm Jewish.
Okay. Which month is Jewish History Month?
There isn't one.
Oh. Why not?
Yeah.
You want one?
No.
I don't either. I don't want a Black History Month. Black history is American history.
How are we going to get rid of racism?
Stop talking about it. I'm going to stop calling you a white man.
Yeah.
And I'm going to ask you to stop calling me a black man. I know you as Mike Wallace. You know me as Morgan Freeman.
Hell yes, Morgan Freeman. That should be part of like the new Ten Commandments / Declaration of Independence / Constitution. Everywhere. I want that everywhere. That is exactly the way I see it. Like before, because if you're doing Black History Month, when's Mexican History Month? When's Asian History Month? When is Sub 60 History Month? I mean, when is Bald Headed History Month? You, it doesn't make sense to me. All right. And like he says, you stop calling me a black man, I'll stop calling you a white man. Your name is Wallace. My name is Rubio. That is Jenna. That is Chastity. On that note, I'm out. But we're going to come back and we're going to talk about Major League Baseball. Jenna?
You have been watching The Rubio Method, a show on the NGBN.TV network.
Let's get going, gang.
Our dedicated staff is ready to work for you. ArcBeat specializes in custom apparel. Call us or order online. Free shipping nationwide. Custom printed shirts are our specialty, and we make sure you get exactly what you want. Bring in your own design or let our team create one for you. Promote your business, event, or club with pens, caps, bottles, mugs, and more.
Creating cool since 1985.
Take it away, Rubio.
Focus up. I'm talking to everyone at ArcBeat that you just saw in that commercial, heard it if you're listening on Spotify. They do a great job. They do all my printing work, and they print everything from magnets to cups to bowls to hats to shirts to banners to even calendars. And they are ArcBeat Inc. And you can find them on Facebook, internet, all that good stuff. They do a phenomenal job. Shout out to them. And they're one of the sponsors of the show. Obviously, if you'd like to become a sponsor of the Rubio Method or the Rundown with Rubio, just email rubio@therubiomethod.com. Getting thousands and thousands and thousands of clicks per day, literally. So it's a good thing to do. Working hard is not enough. Angel Hernandez, do you know that name? You probably don't. Okay. He's making a name for himself in the Major League Baseball area. He's an umpire and he's been known as not the greatest one, but this year, my God, he is absolutely terrible. Jenna, do you have that video of him doing three pitches? I think I could talk over the video. So here's pitch one outside of the strike zone. Just pitch two way out of the strike zone. Pitch three even further out of strike zone. That's three straight pitches. And the announcers even said, like, well, this guy must have a dinner date or something. What the hell? Why is he doing this? Because it's so obviously bad. Now, here's my thing. And I don't want to go full AI or robot thing because I'm not into that. But they already show the little box on the strike zone. Why do you need an umpire? Literally, you can see it's a strike or it's not a strike. So why do you need one? And I know this is going to take away from jobs and all that for humans, but if someone's that bad and you've already got something that can figure it out, like, because I know they do this in tennis. When you're ever watching Wimbledon or anything like that, they have it's basically a computer animated, almost looks like not even that great of graphics, where it shows where the ball hits and then it goes out and it's either on the line or outside the line. It's very obvious. Why are they not using this for all sports? Is it because of the human error is a better thing? I don't know. So if you guys know, maybe tell me, because I know they're doing it. Treat everyone as you wanted to be treated equal. Nana, Mona, hell yes. And let them leave their shorts on the ground when no one's at home. I agree, Nana, Mona. That's a very, very good one. I like that. Because they already do all this stuff with the AWS. You see those Amazon things where they say the ball rotates 1,000 times when it's going there, and this guy's got a track speed of 32 miles per hour, or, you know, some guy's running this guy down and the force that he hits him with is 700 pounds of pressure. So they're putting all these things in the helmets and the shoes, and even in the football, why can't they just put them everywhere? Why can't they just cover the field with them? Because if they can do it on a tennis court, why can't they do it on a football field? Because football is so archaic, they're still measuring down and distance with a chain. It's literally a chain. It's like a chain that you use on a Viking ship. Like, you can't just use lasers for that, especially with a grass field. I get it's maybe a grass issue, the dirt issue, water, I don't know. But on turf, they could 100% do it. So the only negative I'm seeing is it takes away the human element. But even when they do the human element, there becomes the issue of, what if the person's having a bad day, just like in any job? And all of a sudden, like Angel Hernandez, what, has he got something in his eye the entire time? He's having a bad day, fighting with his lady, doing whatever. His kids are yelling at him, whatever. He's got diarrhea. Then all of a sudden, he's going to be calling a bad game as well. Jenna, email question. Oh, this is a good one. Rubio, what's your thoughts on homeschooling? Ooh, spicy. What are my thoughts on homeschooling? Okay, so number one, remember, I used to be a teacher. I was a teacher for six. I taught six all the way to 12. I did sixth grade, mostly American history, world history, excuse me, which I loved. It's just me telling stories. And I did that for 8 years. So I understand the public education system. I obviously teach kids that have a lot of private and public school information that I hear all the time throughout the year from my camps. What are my thoughts on homeschooling? I will tell you, I'm more open to it now. I feel like when I was growing up, the homeschool kids were kind of the weirdos because they were out in the fields or doing whatever they were, and they just weren't getting the social interaction. But nowadays, especially after the Rona, when everyone was staying at home for a year or two or even three, some schools, like my kids only were out of school for like 2 weeks, nothing. Idaho's like a, you know, wild, wild west. I thought to myself, if they're locked in at home and they're not going to school or they're going to have to wear masks the entire time, I said to my wife, I said, I will homeschool my kids. I will homeschool my kids and they will travel with me and they will learn real life stuff just because I don't want them to have to go to school with a mask, number one. And number two, I'm not having them go to a school that is a bad school. For instance, I live in a very small, tight-knit community. I know the principal, I know the superintendent, I know the vice principal, I know all my kids' teachers, I know school board members, so I know exactly what's going on. I can go talk to the principal right now. It's about a half mile up the street. He's a great guy. I would go have drinks with him if I wanted to. But I know these people. If I went to a larger city or lived in a larger city, my kid went to a bigger school system, I'm not sure I'd be up for it. I've heard nightmare stories about public and private schools. You think a private school kids are paying? Yeah, they're paying, but they can be indoctrinated. I can't say that. To what's going on around them. So if I lived in a bigger city and I did not know my school's teachers, principal, superintendent, board members, I would think heavily on homeschooling my kid. That's my answer. Back to the baseball thing, and then we'll go to commercial. I think this is a good thing. I think the umpire thing, I think they should go to more robotic thing, even though it's taken away human beings' jobs, just because it eliminates all error. I mean, 100% error. And if you're going to keep humans and then you're going to still do player review, I think they have to put a hard time limit on it. So, hey, man, you got 1 minute. You can't figure this out in 1 minute. It just goes to whatever play you guys called, because there's 75 cameras on the field. Everyone can figure it out. I mean, people at home can see it and they've been drinking all day long and they can figure it out. if you guys have 19 cameras, 19 different angles, and you still can't figure it out with 1 minute, you're out. Just like I'm out. Jenna, I'm out. Jenna,
you have been watching The Rubio Method, a show on the NGBN.TV network. Take it away, Rubio.
Focus. Focus up. I'm talking to you, Ritz. That's my middle kid, actually headed out that weekend, this weekend to see if he's got a spring football game. So it should be fun. Hope you're doing well, bud. See you in a couple days. Welcome back to episode 59. Can you believe it? Episode 59 of The Rubio Method. My name is Chris Rubio, host of The Rubio Method, also a host of Decades, which will be on tonight at 6:30 p.m. Pacific time. We've got some great, great topics. That's a show where everyone just kind of talks about, we had someone in each decade, 60s, 50s, 40s, 30s, and 20s, and we talk about things that you normally wouldn't talk about. We learn to agree to disagree at times. All right. Last one. Confidence is the key. This is a funny one. We're going to end on a good note. Are people getting dumber? I mean, seriously, have you looked around? And I'm not just talking about your average person where, okay, you're walking onto a plane and they're looking at their ticket seat 15F and they're looking at 1, 2, 3. You don't need to keep looking, man. It's going to go all the way to 15. Or, I'm talking about higher end people. Now, I'm not saying richer people, which these people are richer, but I'm just talking about people of quote unquote importance. All right. People that are in the government. This is hilarious to me. So Finland recently has imported 100,000 men, not women, men from Africa and Afghanistan. Okay. So Finland, Africa, Afghanistan. These three places do not share the same values. They just don't. All right. Everyone has their own values, and that's a great, great thing. Not saying that you have to agree with other people's values, but you have to understand that my values are my home are one way. So if I go to Jenna's house, her values may be, Rubio, you take off your shoes that you get to the front door. I'm not that way. You can wear your shoes inside. I don't care. Doesn't matter to me one bit, but that's her rules. So Finland imports 1,000 men from Africa and Afghanistan, and their values are way different, way different. So they spend $4 million, okay, the Finland government, $4 million to make videos to teach the immigrants not to rape the women and the dudes. $4 million, and you're thinking to yourself, okay, Ruby, these are gonna be some high quality videos. Jenna, could you show us the first video, please? Okay, so they came up with this, and no one looked around and said, yeah, this is the dumbest damn thing I've ever seen. Like, stop, no there, this is my no-no square, don't touch me there. What the hell is that? The only thing I've heard was that was when I once saw Hamilton, but that's a whole other story. But that was terrible. And here's the best part. Yeah, exactly, Hannum. Oh my, like that's a real government-issued video they put out. Okay, just to curb it. Yes, Nana Mona, I've seen it all as well. Here's the best part. The year they put it out, sexual offenses grew 22.5%. They grew. And then the next year, they grew another 20%. And they finally started asking the immigrants, hey man, we're showing you these videos. What's wrong? And they said, oh, we love those videos. They're turning us on. So the videos literally turned on the immigrants. So they were just like, wow, yeah, that's the no-no square. I'm in. Touch me there. Okay. Finland, what are you thinking about? Dave Bradley says, cultural clash to begin with. Yeah, there's certain things that you just don't mix. You know, you get this whole salad bowl, whatever, and it's great. Afghanistan, Africa, all these places, they have their different cultures. It doesn't mean that they're going to fit in with everyone else. And that sometimes you have to just be rude and just honest about it and say, yeah, no. No. There's certain people that I don't want in my house. You know what? I don't invite them. It's very easy. I mean, I have good friends, but say they're dirty or they cuss too much or whatever, or they smoke. I don't want a smoker in my house. There, you're not invited in. Problem solved. I don't have to worry about it. Email question. Then we'll talk about Sheila Jackson, who might be let's stop on the email question. I'll come back to it. I want to get to Sheila Jackson. Democratic Rep Sheila Jackson, who is almost mayor of Houston, has a major dumb moment at the eclipse. Jenna, can you post a tweet, please? Today, I created the opportunity to see a unique science and solar experience for the students at Booker T. Washington High School. How did she create the eclipse? Is she a wizard? Is she Mr. Jesus? Then it says, as a former member of the science committee and founding ranking member of the Space and Aeronautics Committee, this was an irreplaceable moment. Okay, so now remember, she's a high ranking person on these committees. Jenna, go to the video immediately, please. It's about 40 seconds.
Provide unique light and energy so that you have the energy of the moon at night. And sometimes you've heard the word full moon. Sometimes you need to take the opportunity just to come out and see a full moon is that complete rounded circle, which is made up mostly of gases. And that's why the question is why or how could we as humans live on the moon? Are the gases such that we could do that? The sun is a mighty powerful heat that is almost impossible to go near the sun. The moon is more manageable, and you will see in a moment, or not a moment, you'll see in a couple of years that NASA is going back to the moon.
It's not almost impossible to go near the sun. It's impossible. It's a ball of fire. Okay, she can't be that dumb. I refuse to believe she's that dumb. And then the moon, it's that big, round, bright thing at night. So is she saying like that the moon is providing moonlight and it's the opposite of day? What is she doing? It's a circle. No kidding, Sheila. And she's on the science committee and aeronautics. What the hell's happening? Who's picking the committee, Helen Keller? This is the dumbest thing in the world. You know what's not the dumbest thing? We had a great, great show. Thanks to everyone chiming in. Make sure you keep subscribing and sharing. Jenna, I'm out.
Thanks for watching The Rubio Method on the NGBN.TV network. Be sure to spread the word and don't forget to subscribe, like, or follow on YouTube, Spotify, iTunes, Google, Amazon, Twitter, LinkedIn, and Facebook.